Jeanne Flavelle's Hot Commodity Podcast Series. Empowering clients with commercial intelligence, supply chain expertise, and risk management solutions.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Mike Coughlin, President and CEO of McKinney Flavelle, and today is July 23rd, 2021, and welcome to our Hot Commodity Podcast Series. I'm joined by Vice President of McKinney Flavelle, Craig Ruffalo. Hey, Craig, happy Friday to you.
Hey, Mike, happy Friday to you and to everyone out there.
Yeah, the Olympics are here.
Oh, my God.
Go U.S.
I know, right? USA. USA.
You got to do it.
I always have that thought in my head. 1980 Winter Olympics, U.S. Hockey team beating the Russians. Everybody that's my age or a little older knows where they were when that occurred. And that, Mike, was on tape delay for the West Coast. If you can believe that, that momentous occasion, God, that was on tape delay.
Craig, we're old.
Well, that's true.
We need to embrace it.
I know. I am. That's why I no longer play old man's basketball. No hamstring pulls, nothing like that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'll tell you, you know, all you listeners out there, you're probably like a lot of people that watch the Olympics. Once you start one or two evenings, then you'd become addicted to it.
So absolutely.
Let's all start watching it and support the United States.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
And I know where you're going, Craig. I know. Yeah, we do not have any representation on the soccer field or pitch.
My God.
You know, yeah,
it is pathetic.
What are you going to
do? I don't know. And the men's basketball team losing, you know, twice before the Olympics even started.
Well,
not good, man. not a good start.
We'll come from behind.
That's right. Anyway. We're lulling them to sleep.
Yeah. Well, hey, I thought today we would talk, you know, something that's near and dear to your heart, and that's the corn wet milling industry.
For
all of us that know, Craig talks at Sauslin and other venues on the corn wet milling industry. I thought we'd kind of, now's a good time to really talk about what's happening, what's not happening, what to expect. So I thought we'd go ahead and do that. But before we start, Craig, I'm going to do a plug for a hot ingredients webinar.
Yes.
It's going to be a series, and it's next Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you want to register, just go to our website at McKinney-Flavelle.com, and you can register there. And we're going to be covering allulose, erythritol, and tapioca, two very hot ingredients that have some hot challenges around them right now. So tune into that, and we'll go from there. But you know, some of those things have to do with the corn wet milling industry.
They sure
Craig.
Do. They sure do.
What is happening? This is the time of year where people start asking a lot of questions. What's going to happen?
Yeah, it's beyond just the corn discussion. We've done a lot of discussion surrounding the feedstock for corn wet milling and what's to be anticipated over the next 12 to 18 months in that marketplace. So it's beyond now just the corn market. It's talking through the wet milling industry and what's going on, how we're setting up for this fall and then into next year. And one of the things that is universal surrounding supply chain has been the lack of drivers and thus some of the tightness in supplies of product. And Mike, our company and others, I'm sure, have felt that squeeze and lead time extensions. And it's gotten to be prevalent in the dry goods specifically. You mentioned two of them actually in the corn wet milling space, allulose and erythritol. There have been those pushes for zero sugar or reduced sugar in a lot of product introductions, and those two products have been promoted by the wet milling industry as options for people to do some sugar reductions. And lo and behold, wouldn't you know it, as we start promoting a product, we have supply disruptions. And not necessarily in the sense that we're not seeing production, but just the fact that the lead times are so lengthy. And this is now spilling into other products within corn wet milling. One of them that we've seen is monohydrate dextrose. The demand post this COVID environment was unforeseen. I think a lot of people underestimated what their demand pull was going to be this year, and rightly so, after last year's horrendous downturn in demand. So now we've seen some real supply crunches. In fact, we're hearing allocations are being set on specific dry goods, whether that's crystalline fructose, whether that's monohydrate dextrose, corn syrup solids, and now on even into erythritol and allulose. So everybody out there that's looking at these kind of dry good products coming from the wet milling space, the biggest thing I can tell you is get your production planning for the next 6 to 12 months as early as you can. And please get in front of your suppliers and get lead times. Right now, you're probably anticipating anywhere between 3 and 4 week lead times on some of these goods. So I would be of the opinion that you press upon your production planning people and emphasize this tightness. And it's not going to go away, Mike. This isn't just the corn wet milling space. That's going to lead into next year's negotiations, as you are, I'm sure, aware. And that's going to have an impact on the way that the wet millers are going to set the precedent for how they are going to talk to you about next year. You better have a pretty darn good handle on what your demand pull is going to be for 2022. And don't underestimate it. If anything, make sure that you're giving them a little bit of a growth rate year over year.
Right. Yeah, so it sounds like it's going to be a challenging negotiation season as we get into it, you think?
I think so. You know, inflationary components are well beyond just the corn market. You know, I think anywhere across the board, anybody in the purchasing side knows that freight is going to be a major inflationary component of next year's negotiations. There's just no two ways about it. And it's not to do with fuel. It's not to do with the lack of trucks. It's not to do with even with the lack of rail cars. It has to do with the lack of drivers. And that's going to perpetuate itself until we get people back into the seats of those cabs and driving trucks around this country. And so I think that's going to be the biggest inflationary component beyond the feedstock cost changes year over year in the corn wet milling space.
Okay. Anything else before we let our listeners go enjoy the Olympics this evening?
No, I think they need to get their best USA paint on their face and their flag waving. And
there you go.
You know, let's go for Simone Biles and all of those folks in the swimming team. And no Michael Phelps, but we've got a few out there that are going to dominate in the pool. So let's go USA and everybody stay healthy out there. Do your best.
Yeah, stay healthy and check out our hot ingredients webinar next Wednesday. So go ahead and register.
Absolutely register for that.
And as I always like to say, live with an attitude of gratitude. Enjoy every minute, moment with your friends and family. And until next week, take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.
Bye now.
That concludes this podcast episode. For expanded commentary and more detailed information, log on to McKinney Favelle's IQ Ingredient Intelligence platform and listen to our Market Insights podcast. If you're not a subscriber, visit McKinney-Favelle.com for more information. And as always, follow us on YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Twitter.